Obadiah.
All right. If you have been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a what to go before dark.
A mile to go before dark.
All right. If you were just trying to tell someone that it was a considerable distance and not give the mileage, you might say I have a
far way to go.
All right. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you can say, well, I might find that just about
anywhere.
All right. If he slipped on the ice and fell this way,
I would say he fell backwards.
All right. And if he fell that way,
I would say he fell forward.
If you had been fishing and I said to you, did you catch any fish? You might say, no.
I had no luck.
All right. If you wanted to tell me you didn't catch any fish or a fish, how would you say it? I didn't catch
a single fish.
All right. A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? I blank wrong.
I didn't do anything wrong.
All right. If someone apologizes for breaking your race and you say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
A crying child might say, he was eating candy and didn't give me
any.
All right. If you had, on some occasion, had a reason not to sleep, but to stay up from 6 o'clock in the afternoon until 8 the next morning, and you wanted to tell someone about it, you would say, in a complete sentence, I didn't
sleep a wink last night.
All right. And if you wanted to talk about how the time passed so slowly that the night seemed unusually long, how would you say it?
The night seemed like an eternity.
All right. Now that boy is really spoiled. When he grows up, you might say, he'll have his trouble. You're talking about the probability that the fact that he's very spoiled now will cause difficulty for him later on. What could you forecast about a boy who's very spoiled? You look at him and you might say, well,
he's going to have a long row to hoe.
All right. A long row to hoe. Very good. Now, if you had a big crop of wheat and you'd had a heavy yield of wheat, you might say we
had a bumper crop.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on some land that you would bought, you would be doing what?
Clearing the land.
All right. The next term, I believe, will be unfamiliar to you as it is to me. It calls for the second cutting of clover or grass. What do you call the old dry dead grass that is left over on the ground in the spring?
I call it hay.
All right. People tie wheat up in what?
Bales.
All right. Now, the bales are the bundles or the sheaves of wheat or other grain. Corn is sometimes tied up in bundles or sheaves. And these might be piled up into what in the field?
Mounds.
Have you ever heard the term shock, a shock of wheat?
Yeah, I have heard it.
But you haven't used it.
I've never even used it.
All right. If I wanted to tell how much wheat I raised on an acre, or you raised on an acre, what would you say? We raised how much in terms of measure?